Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Genesis 11 begins with a rebellion against God, but people who fight against him never win. Cuando Dios confundió su lenguaje. Oh, sorry, that's Spanish. When God confused their language, they were forced to scatter. So we read, they ceased building the city, verse 8. But the chapter ends with someone else abandoning a city too. When we get to verse 11, we find ourselves in another of the 10 family lists in Genesis. This time it's Shem's. We especially are interested in this one because it will lead us to our Savior. But near the end of the chapter, we read about a man named Terah, who, with his family, left the city of Ur, about 130 miles southeast of Beer's Nimrud, the ziggurat thought to be ancient Babel, now named after its first ruler, of whom Scripture says, Nimrod the mighty hunter, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Genesis 10, verses 9 and 10. The temple to the moon god in Ur was constructed, get this, in the 21st century, B.C. Why are we so interested in Terah? Because of his son, Abram. As Stephen explains in Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. End quote. This is the pivot point of the Old Testament. We're halfway between Adam and Christ, about 2000 BC. The first 11 chapters have rushed through to get to this point. Now, God begins to work out his plan of salvation. We're excited to read in Romans 4:16 that salvation is not by good works, but, quote, of faith, that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, end quote. Are you a child of Abraham by faith? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.